You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Definitely, it's a beautiful night, a beautiful evening, a beautiful Monday night. The Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our beloved Fadilatul Senior, respected Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Well, tonight is the 6th of Sha'ban, 1441, which is also the 31st of March, 2020. Our zakat nisab 5,000 rand, mehre fatimi 12,300 rand, minimum mahar for Hanafis is 250 rand, Malikis is 85 rand, Shafi'is and Hanbalis no minimum mahar. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. That is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners +27847863132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter handle account is @akhussain. That is the Twitter handle @AK Hussein. I want to welcome my engineers, of course, Brother Lokolo, who is with us here this evening from Johannesburg. And of course, let's welcome our other engineer who's in the KZN studios. We welcome all the beautiful, warm-hearted listeners, local, national, and international listeners. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad into the program. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our manager, Brother Bilal. May Almighty Allah reward him and the entire team. Barakallahu feek.
Listeners, says Ustad that when will the holy blessed month of Ramadan start, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that April will start on Wednesday, and then you count to the 24th of April, it's a Friday. So if you are speaking about South Africa, when Ramadan Mubarak will start, it will be Friday night, first Taraweeh, 24th of April, and then 25th of April, Saturday, Ramadan will commence the first Saum, the first fast. If you are speaking about the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, there definitely it will start Thursday night, because remember, Thursday will be the 30th of Shaban. So automatically, the Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday will be the first of Ramadan, and Friday the 24th will be the first fast. Meaning, like in Shaban, that tomorrow, remember, they're already ahead of us by one day. So the same will continue regarding Ramadan Mubarak. So wherever we are, we follow our local calendar, local ulama, and in that way, remember, we play safe. Next issue here is also we should remember, because it will be during the lockdown, and that is Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, the 15th night of Shaban, which according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah definitely is an auspicious night, and that will be on the 8th of April, that night. So 8th of April is a Wednesday, so that night there, Wednesday night, will be the night, 15th night of Shaban, the auspicious night, and the Thursday will be the 15th day of Shaban. So Allah give us tawfiq. 13, 14, 15, we fast, it's sunnah. Otherwise, we keep one fast. And if we have qada fast, then rather keep the qada fast first and then worry about the sunnah and the nafil voluntary fast.
Subhanallah. Someone says, Ustaz, that how does a husband and wife, they reach salat in jamaat? No children, Ustaz.
Today I receive many and several queries from people, they still confused of how to read Salat in Jamaat. Yesterday, Alhamdulillah, we prepared some notes and guidelines for you, and we sent it out, Barakallah, to our Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat Hafidhullah. Yesterday we sent out the Kunut, and we sent out the guidelines for performing Salat in Jamaat congregation. If you are 2, 3, 4, 5 men, then the Imam will be in front and the men at the back. If you are 2 only, then the Imam in front and the person who's there with the Imam, the male, he will stand on the right hand side of the Imam, but behind the Imam slightly. If it's only husband, wife, no children, nothing, you the husband render the adhan if you cannot hear the adhan in your house, and then remember your sunnats, and thereafter iqama, you the husband should render the iqama, and you will be in front and your wife directly behind you. She will not stand on the right hand side. And if you are, for example, with your wife and 2, 3 daughters, so then they also will stand directly behind you in a row, one saf they will make. So that is how you will perform salat in congregation. We know due to the lockdown, now we're having many, many imams. Subhanallah, we had in one locality one imam. Now we got 50, 60 imams. Every house, the husband or the father, brother is becoming the imam. وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ Subhanallah. In the time of the Pharaoh, where his tyranny, oppression continued, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam told his people that you read your salat in your houses and you face the Qibla. So we are now doing that exactly what he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, told his people. Now we need to add one more thing, O esteemed listeners. And what is that? The wonderful, powerful dua. Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, verses 85-86. Learn, read with me. Alallahi tawakkalna. Alallahi tawakkalna. Upon Allah alone do we place our trust. Rabbana la tajalna fitnatan lil qawmi zalimin. Oh, beloved Allah, do not make us a target and a trial for our people who are the tyrants and the oppressors and transgressors. وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you rescue and deliver and save us through your mercy from a people who are the disbelievers. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 85-86. Learn it, recite it, teach it to your students and your wonderful children and grandchildren, inshallah.
I see a listener says, Ustad, that we all are getting frustrated at home. What should we do, Ustad? Please give us a guideline to start.
After Q&A, read 2 rakat salat to shukr that the President Cyril didn't increase the amount. He gave a talk and we were thinking that maybe he'll say another 1, 2, 3 weeks, you know. So make shukr that didn't happen. So for every bounty of Allah, the more I analyze it, especially we in South Africa I'm speaking about, we had it too good for too long. That is the reality. Remember that we have the greatest amount of freedom as far as Islam and religion go, and the freedoms we enjoy here, you will not find in any country in the world, no Muslim, no Arab, no non-Muslim country. But when the nation and the ummah makes kufran, we are ungrateful, unthankful, then Almighty Allah snatches it away slowly, slowly. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ. Almighty Allah, because of our ingratitude and unthankfulness, Almighty Allah gives us a taste of fear and a taste of poverty. Now imagine, I saw people there today queuing up, hundreds of them, for their pension and what have you, and now the money ran out. Can you believe that? Now imagine tomorrow in that hot heat and sun they'll have to come back. So that is how things go. So how much shukr and gratefulness, thankfulness we must show to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So this is a smaller punishment, the poverty and the fear that we are experiencing. People are losing business, the rand is gone to junk status. 18 rand for a dollar, it just came down, 1792, 1794, around there. So you must remember chapter 16, verse 112. So there Almighty Allah speaks about a nation and a people who are ungrateful, unthankful like me. and you. Now, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, many du'as. We have time. Learn all these du'as. Read with me. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah. Inni a'udhu bika, I seek your protection. Min zawali ni'matik, that you snatch away your bounties from us. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. What bounties? We started feeling we entitled to it. We started taking it for granted, and then instead of making shukr and grateful to Allah, we were ungrateful. Hence Allah is removing it gradually. Read again. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, oh Allah, beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min zawali ni'matik, that you snatch away your bounties from us. Ya Allah, we are guilty as charged. Ya Allah, there are no mitigating circumstances. We are guilty, we confess to our guilt. But you are arhamur rahimeen. Inna rahmataka awsa'u min dhunubina. Your mercy is broader, wider, greater than all our vices, sins put together. Ya Allah, forgive us and never snatch away your bounties that are recurring showering upon us. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Somebody is saying, Ustaz, that when should we pay our zakat? Should we give it now during this lockdown or in the month of Ramadan?
Regarding the people who are getting frustrated in their homes and so forth, you husband and wife, first thing you need to do is, husband, wife, parents, you need to have unity in thought. If you're going to fight day and night, husband, wife, father, mother, you're sending a very negative signal to your children, grandchildren. And believe you me, I deal with so many people with Allah's help and mercy. So on telephone and WhatsApp and email. So then you become a dysfunctional family. You will see the children become rebellious. They become disobedient. When you look at the son, you look at the young girl who's just growing up, 5, 6, 7 years old. You'll make out whether she comes from a decent and a home where there is love, harmony and peace, or where it is just a broken home or it is a dysfunctional family. So you owe it to your children, or parents, or husband, wife, that among yourself, you make peace. Have unity of thought and then say, we will go through this crisis together, insha'Allah, and then see how you will build the confidence of your children. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Every answer you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala's love will come for those people who have true iman and they do righteous deeds. Then the love of Allah, the mercy of Allah descends. So, and you children, this is a wonderful time. You 8, 10, 12, 15, not once in your life you kissed your mother. Go to your mother now and say, Ummi, I love you, and kiss her hand. Go to your father, kiss his forehead and kiss his hand, and see how the love will come in that family. We have not taught our children what the Islamic ethics are. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. She would stand up and kiss the hands of her beloved father, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open Musnad Ahmad, you will find all these riwayats. Sometime Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would kiss his beloved daughter, not only Sayyida Fatima, other daughters as well. So that is Sunnat and Nabawiyah. So practice on it. Regarding your zakat, the next question, remember that I will suggest to you strongly, there are thousands and millions of people who are really, really struggling, Muslims. So give your zakat out now and leave all the organizations. You go yourself, you ask that person, what is your account? You make the EFT or transfer or whatever, meet the person, and then you give them the zakat and so forth. So in that way, at least during these difficult times, they don't have to go out and beg, their water lights is not cut off, and so many other issues. And for the non-Muslim Muslims, when you go shopping, we are allowed to go shopping. So buy one extra loaf of bread, buy one extra packet of biscuit, something extra, and just give it to a non-Muslim who you can see is crippled and is walking and is struggling and so forth. So we should be the one to empower humanity. That is what Islam is all about. Rahmatul lil alameen. We belong to the ummah of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be a mercy to the entire creation of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, I have been divorced and my in-laws, they took my entire jewelry. What should I do, Ustaz?
Remember, this is nothing uncommon. It has become common and rife and rampant in our society. Allah forbid. One day I asked one father-in-law, how come that you took the jewelry, the clothing, the money of your ex-daughter-in-law? He said, no, we did not give it to her. It was all on loan and for her to use in our house. I told him, if I give you Quran, you'll see that. So he just kept quiet. You see how people try to justify their haram actions. Almighty Allah has said in the Quran, every one of you, mothers, sisters, brothers, you should be reading these verses before you get married, after you married, Surah 4, or Surah Nisa, verses 19, 20, 21, 22. Oh, husbands, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love and justice and respect. Look at the sacrifice she made. She left her place of birth. She left her beloved parents. She left her siblings. She left everything with which she was familiar to spend the remainder of her life with you. Is that not a big sacrifice? How you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, or husband, or brother? You should be treating your wife better than that. More so now. Now you gave her one Kruger coin, you gave her one gold coin, you gave her thousands of rands, you gave her clothing, she's the owner of it. وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. And now you gave your wives, qintar means الْأَمْوَالُ الْكَثِيرًا, millions. There now the relationship, the marriage turned sour, you gave divorce, you issued talaq, Allah forbid, Quran says, فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. You're not allowed to take back 1 cent, nothing at all. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Are you slandering and defaming her? It is a major, major sin. You deflowered her, you had your moments of joy, and now you want to usurp all her rights? Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-aidu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qay'ihi, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. You gave a gift to a person, husband to his wife, or mother-in-law, father-in-law to the daughter-in-law. And then after divorce, during the divorce, you took everything back or something back, then your example, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is like the dog who goes and vomits and licks the vomit, the person who takes back his gift and present from the recipient and giftee. That is the example. May Allah protect us all. You father-in-law, mother-in-law, every cent give back, and all jewelry give back to your former ex-daughter-in-law. And if you got common sense, which is not common, give her one extra set of bangles also for the zulam and oppression you made and you placed on her. So all the tears she was crying, so that is what Islam is teaching.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, what's the situation in different parts of the world regarding this COVID-19, Ustad?
See, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You had President Trump. We have the best economy. America is the only superpower. You go to New York. We've been to New York twice. So today in New York, which they say is the country with the best medical system, today they are nurses. Believe you me, listen. Today in some of their hospitals, some of their male nurses, female nurses are using the black bin bags. You know the garbage bags we use, which tomorrow we will take out for pick it up. They're using that to cover themselves. There's no coats for them. There's no overalls for them. Nothing. They're using bin bags in the city of New York. That is what's happening. They are losing people. People are afflicted by thousands, and hundreds are dying. Iran, same thing. Big khandak and trenches and just dumping the people, mass grave. And remember South Korea and then Spain. Spain is in total lockdown. France and Europe. So all these areas. Allah is showing with your biggest armies, the apartheid regime of Israel. Haaretz newspaper said yesterday 5, today it's gone to about 12 or 13 or more. So with everything of yours, you cannot do anything against the decree of Allah. Your degrees mean absolutely nothing when the decree of Allah strikes. Allah ki lati be awaze fa'alul lima yurid. He does as he pleases. Whether you're in New York, whether you are in Tel Aviv, or whether you are in Tehran. So all these satanic places, remember that Almighty Allah will punish them. And where people are doing good, remember this will still come, but it will be a means of purifying them from their sins and elevating their rank and status. That is the unanimous belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Allahu Akbar. 8:30, we're going to go inshallah for an interval. When we come back, my beloved listeners, please don't go away. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
27 minutes to 9. It's a beautiful evening, definitely. And I see all the listeners are tuning in, listening to the Q&A because it's locked down. Ustad, how should we read Janaza Salat nowadays, Ustad?
Yes, a three-part question. How do you read Salatul Janaza in normal cases? And now also, the method still remains the same. So the mayyit will be, the deceased will be in front of the imam. The imam will be there, the leader. He will say, Allahu Akbar. And then we also will say, Allahu Akbar, we raise our hands, the congregation, the men at the back, and then we read Subhanaka Allahumma according to Hanafis only. According to Shafis, Malikis, Ambalis, all of them, you read Surah Fatiha. Then the Imam will say Allahu Akbar, and then you read Salawat, salutations, Durood Sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the third Allahu Akbar, you make dua for the deceased, Allahumma fili hayyina wa mayyitina, and so forth. And then Allahu Akbar, and then salam. You make salam both sides. In the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawara, you see the Imam making salam one side only. That's the Hanbali school only. Hanafi, Shafis, all of us say that two sides you should make salam. So that is the method. The method remains the same. Because of lockdown, you must contact your burial committees and they will give you guidelines. What I am telling you now, maybe it's changed. I don't know. So therefore, I heard about it and read about it, that you know they will only allow 3 people to give the ghusl, the bathing, and after that you know going to the house straight away. You have to go to the graveyard and then you read, obviously after the bathing will be the kafan, the shrouding, and thereafter you go to the graveyard cemetery, read your salatul janaza and burial. But again I repeat and reiterate, contact your burial committee, and I think that the amount they'll allow at the graveyard is around 50 or something. All these amounts you need to check, because you know they keep on revising it and so forth. So it means that if somebody passes away, it can be my close family in a Durban or something, I won't be able to go. So remember this type of thing. Allah alone knows. So therefore these are all challenging times for the Ummah. So Almighty Allah make it easy for us and for people. Therefore we as Muslims read and cry to Allah, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let me die and pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious people. Ya Allah, make that Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Ya Allah, make that day the best day of my life when I meet you, a respectful death. Imagine what happens nowadays. Allah jalla wala alone knows. Once again, contact your burial committees and they will give you all the fresh and the latest guidelines regarding this issue of the how many people can go to the cemetery and so forth.
Somebody says, Yo Ustad, this is Italy. Assalamu alaikum, Muftisab. how do foresee situation in Afghanistan now that Yankees packing away? The current government doesn't seem interested in Islam. This is Italy, Ustaz. Jazakumullah khairan.
My brother Abdullah, there in Italy, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward you. I don't know if you studied the history of Afghanistan. We are indebted to the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. During the reign of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Kabul and those areas of Afghanistan were conquered. Therefore we say, and wallahi I have Quran Sharif in front of me, any person who curses and swears Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, wallahi the out of the fall of Islam, whether their name is Ali, Hassan or Hussein or Muhammad or Abdul Qadir. Remember that such people are out of the fall of Islam. So we can never ever allow people to insult and curse any Sahabi and companion of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the history. Now if you want the geography and you want the details, remember the British came there. You know, when we were in school, and now I'm speaking of more than 55 years ago, 55 years, so they used to speak of the British Empire. The sun does not set in the British Empire, Brother Abdullah. But they came and invaded Afghanistan. Allah demolished them and humiliated them. So in 1979, you find that the Red Army, Russian Army came, superpower, USSR, Soviet Union. And then after 10 years, their legs, their tail between their legs, they had to run. And the whole Soviet Union disintegrated and humiliated till today. They can never forget the defeat. And now is the turn of the Yankees, to use your word, the Americans. How many presidents came? Remember, not one could beat the Afghan. Why? Because we have quwwat imani. We have that taqat and strength which no non-Muslim possesses. And we have that iman and faith in Almighty Allah. Inna Allah maulana wa la maula lakum. These are the words Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used and told Sahaba, we have Allah's help and they don't have the divine help. So you see, $1 trillion and more were used by the Americans. What they got to show? Absolutely nothing. And the legacy of a nation who murdered so many innocent civilians, male, female, adult and children. So now they are packing up and going. So that is how Almighty Allah humiliated all these people. So these people are primitive people compared to you and you in the West, but they have the power of Iman. And inshallah, my brother Abdullah, I'm telling you something else. You see how things are going at a rapid pace. Listen and write this down, make a mental note. There's a place called Khurasan. Khurasan, one part of it is near Afghanistan and so forth, and part of Afghanistan also, the old Afghanistan. So from there the Muslim army will come with the black flags, and they will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine as well. And remember, Dajjal will come from Iran. Dajjal will come from Iran. Sahih Hadith in Muslim Sharif. Yakhruju Dajjal min Isfahan. I went to Isfahan, so I didn't see Dajjal because he's still going to come out from there. So we have many, many mini Dajjals coming out today. So you got the picture now, which side the winning party is, and see what one virus, how the tables are turning. America doesn't have enough overalls to give their nurses, using bin bags and garbage bags. That is their news, not our news. A shame and a disgrace to them and what they are doing to their medical fraternity. Allah protect us.
Somebody says, Ustad, what du'as can one read for anxiety, Ustad?
Read abundantly, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Today people are worried financially, socially, economically, and everywhere. Marriages are going on the rocks. Husband is fed up. Wife is getting every small thing, you're making a big noise. The children now are also breaking things and so forth. So instead of playing Monopoly and Ludo and playing TV games, leave all that satanic thing. Every day, try and learn 1-2 new surahs, 1-2 new du'as, start more ta'aleem. Did we cry to Almighty Allah during this lockdown? These are the actions true Muslims do. Say Ya Allah, speak to Allah in any language. I'm guilty. We are guilty, Ya Allah. We took so much advantage and we always thought we will get away with it. When we have iman through faith and taqwa and piety, Allah gives barakah and blessing. And when we continue and persist with the vices, Allah sends muhula, extension of time. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ وَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When the people, the nations and governments and especially Muslims, they conveniently forget the advices given to them, Allah opens the doors for a little while. That is muhula, respite, extension of time. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَى. Now they are happy, they're proud and arrogant. Suddenly Allah seizes them. The carpet is pulled beneath their feet, as you say in English. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Now they become totally despondent and disillusioned. The whole empire crumbling in front of them. But we are Muslims. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You see in Germany, one minister couldn't stick it. He just went and committed suicide. He said, I can't face all this corona. And he killed himself, committed suicide. Nay, we are Muslim. With iman and the mercy of Allah motivates us during adversity, calamity, and during joy and prosperity.
Somebody says, Ustad, should we make dua for good for those countries who are suffering heavy from corona, as this country is killing in millions of Muslims in the world? Or should we make dua to increase corona for them, Ustad?
Make dua, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, grant them hidayat. We make dua, Allah grants every person, Muslim or non-Muslim, iman. For the Muslim who has iman, Ya Allah, increase his or her iman. For the non-Muslims, Ya Allah, give them halawatul iman. Give them the sweet taste of iman and Islam. But Allah, if there's no hidayat for them, then you decimate and destroy them and make them ibratul lil mu'tabir. Make them a sample, an example for humanity and posterity. Ariel Sharon, the butcher, used to say that break the bones of the Palestinians. So we made dua and cursed him. Islam taught us for these zalims, even if you don't take their name, it's fine. So the Ummah cursed him, the Palestinians cursed him. Allah put him in Sakarat for 8 years. That is Allah. Remember that. So Almighty Allah taught us, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, first you make dua for hidayat. But if there's no hidayat for them, then you decimate and destroy them.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected Mufti Sahab, I want to inquire about softly making dua and loudly making dua after the Farad Salah in the masjid. I have noticed recently our masjid imam makes a soft dua, which you can't even hear, Ustad.
Remember, once the imam makes salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the salat is finished. Now the imam's choice, he can make soft dua, he can make loud dua. If he makes soft dua, it's better. Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'aw wa khufiya. Call your Allah, your sustainer, nourisher with humility and softly. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, in his old age, he's crying, begging Almighty Allah, his head is gone grey, his bones are gone brittle. All this in the beginning of Surah Maryam, chapter 19. Go read it, brother. And then Iznada Rabbahu Nidan Khafiya. He cried to Allah softly. Ya Allah, I beg you. What did he say? Rabbi la tazarni farda wa anta khairul warithin. Ya Allah, do not leave me alone. You give me, you are the best one to grant heirs. I don't want the heir for wealth and materialism. Let this mission and message of Islam continue. In his old age, Almighty Allah blessed him with Yahya alayhi salam. So better to make the soft dua, occasionally loud dua, so you teach the people as well. So don't object on the imam. Every person, the imam makes dua. Ya Allah, give us pious children, but you got 6-8 children, so what you're going to say Ameen now? So you want to finish 1,000 or what? So remember, everybody got their own needs as well.
Somebody says, I'm in a situation, Ustad, in which many proposals have come forward for me. And I'm really interested in this one boy, and I want to get married. And through all the proposals put forward, I never agreed. And a year ago, we received a good proposal from someone from our area, which I agreed to. But my parents are not happy, Ustad.
Yeah, I find this problem many a time. Why you refuse all the proposals? Some of them were good. This chef was too short. That chef didn't have blue eyes. That chef was not fair in complexion. The other chef didn't come with a BMW, be my wife. He came with a Toyota Nissan. So it is your arrogance also to a certain extent. So now when you like the boy, now your parents are playing hard also. So all of you need to have, you're not the best woman in the world, my sister. I don't know you. I'm giving you advice, all of you ladies. You'll need to think, you'll make so many specifications. He must be so handsome. He must have this bank balance. He must have this. Are you perfect? You're not perfect. So how can you expect Mr. Perfect to come? We need to be honest about these type of things. So remember, our expectations become so high. The other day, I may address a lady, she contacted and said something. So I asked her that, what's your age? She's 65 or something now. She had maybe 65 proposals. So you must remember these type of things here. So in a case like that, you must remember sometimes our arrogance, sometimes we want this jata business. Mehman must be for Mehman and Surti for Surti and, you know, Urdu for Urdu. We become our own enemies and these type of things. So therefore, now you let sanity prevail, that your daughter, if she's a good proposal and they belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, listen to the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُم مِّمَّن تَرْدَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقُهُ. When someone proposes for your daughter, sister, niece and so forth, you are happy with the deen, with the piety, and he belongs to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and a character on all that with that person, and his income, everything is good. For though we do, then get him, get your daughter married to him. For illam taf'al, you do not do so, takun fitnatun fil ardi wa fasadun arith, then there will be mayhem, chaos on this earth. Is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif. So brother, father, they think properly what you are doing. Even if it's a poor guy, give him a chance. Your daughter wants him. Remember that. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, faqihu Hadil Ummah, one of the great muftis of this Ummah, used to pass the fatwa, Iltamisul Ghina fin Nikah, that you will look for richness in Nikah. When your intention is good, Jaisi Niyat Vaisi Barakat, Allah will give you the richness through the barakah of the Nikah. So that is my advice to you.
Somebody says, Ustad, how does one perform Qada Umri of Masjid Salats? Ustad?
First and foremost, from the time you became baligh and mature, 70, 80, 85, 90, whatever, till now. So from the time you became baligh, you calculate, and not the minimum, take maximum amount. How many fajr, zohar, asr, maghrib, isha? Then you read the qada for fajr 2, zohar 4, asr 4, maghrib 3 rakats, isha 4, and Hanafis only say you must read the 3 witr as well. The Shafi'is and the Malikis and themselves say you don't have to read the 3 witr. So anyway, that is how you must do. So you have a book, have your calculator, your cell phone, and then you calculate. Now you want to read. You say the last fajr salat I must. So every day, last fajr, last zohar, last asr, like that. And then you read for 5 years, 10 years. My uncle, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
He told me himself, he said he heard that, you know, from us that we told him all these things. And if you look at him, he's just ordinary businessman, low and behold, but he started making qada for 20, 30 years. Thursday night, he passed away in the masjid, Laylatul Jumu'ah. That is all, mighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. When we are sincere, we don't worry about people. Allah say, Lagdata, Alluk Jorna hai. Connect ourselves to all, mighty Allah. See how Allah will elevate us. So all the qada we have, our salat, our namaz, our prayer, our siyam, our fasting, our zakat, now we're building masjid, we're doing this. But what about the 5, 10, 20 years zakat we never paid? So all that has to be addressed and redressed.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ya Ustad, what can I read and do to make weaning of milk from child, Ustad.
Read, mashallah, Allahumma barik lana fi, if you are not giving sufficient milk, and if your son, your daughter, mashallah, he doesn't want to leave, so you must read Surah 46, verse 15. The beginning of the 26th Supara. Surah 46, Surah Ahqaf, verse 15, 1-5. وَأَصَلِّحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my progeny, in my children. Inshallah, then he will start leaving it. And remember, mother, sister, the maximum period for breastfeeding is 24 months, lunar months, 2 lunar years. And if you go over a little bit, so that's fine, especially according to the Hanafis, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, says 30 months, 2.5 years. So anyway, that's academic discussion. So work on 2 years, according to all the scholars, but Imam Abu Hanifa say, you got a little bit leeway, and that is 2.5 years. But remember, lunar years.
084-786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number, international overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Hi, AK, dear AK, this is Matthew's mom. She says, it's very strange, very, very strange. The virus has died off in China when they started it. So now we must suffer. I think God is very unfair. Why must other countries suffer because of China? Ustad.
Are we sure that this started in China, madam? The mother of Aisha, Rachel.
Yes, Matthew.
Mother of Matthew. You know, today this talk of bio-warfare, we don't know, we're assuming a lot of things. Let's say it started in China, in Wuhan. So now, then it went now America and South Korea and now half the world and whatever, Iran and so many other places, South Africa. So now Almighty Allah has His own system. We cannot use our puny little brains and say, why you did this. My mother, Rachel, if I ask you a question, right? Under apartheid, that you were enjoying all the perks. So I ask Allah, that why did Matthew and Rachel enjoy all the perks under apartheid? Are we going to blame Allah? I was born non-white and Indian, and it was written there, we don't want coolies here, ni blancas. We know all this. I can't forget all this, how they used to call us coolies and all this thing. They can tell us whatever it is. So remember, am I going to blame Allah? No. We blame the people who implemented all these type of things. So Almighty Allah gave us a choice, my mother Rachel. It's how we use the choice. So remember, you have water and you have poison. So one person takes the water or the medication and the other chap takes the poison. Now we blame God? No, you don't blame Almighty. You blame ourselves. So now remember, human being, that what we have done, that we turned away the whole world, 90% embraced 2-3 systems. Democracy, secularism, capitalism. Capitalism is waging war against Almighty Allah. Chapter 2, Matthew, you have the Quran, show your beloved mom. Chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. So when people wage war against Almighty Allah and the messenger of Islam, then what do you expect? Therefore, capitalism is a cursed system. Then you have secularism. If you understand what is secularism, al-almaniya in Arabic, it means to take people away from God, to breed, advocate, and say that we want a society that's a godless society. You look at our beloved South Africa. I think today, if you look at it, 1/3 or 50% maybe of the children are illegitimate. But that is what secularism does. You go to France, you go to Brazil, you go to Western countries. That is what you will see secularism is all about. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. Everything satanic they have legalized. And third one, remember democracy. Democracy is a big shame. You know that Trump did not win, but
as far as, if you count the numbers, but they have their own system. If you look at United Nations, so 100 countries, 120 countries will tell you Israel is guilty, it's apartheid state. But America, Uncle Sam will use the veto and they call it democracy. So when we brought about the satanic systems, my mother Rachel, so that is the price we pay. Don't blame God. We blame ourselves for the own systems we have brought. China brought communism and they have socialism and they have all these type of things. So when we make the wrong choices, then we have no right to blame God. God is the most perfect. Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. That is all. Make Allah more perfect than the word perfect.
Sister Rachel says, thank you so much, Aki, but I still can't understand. That's what Sister Rachel says, Ustad.
Yes, we won't understand everything, my mother, because we have very puny little brains, you know. We can't understand everything.
Ustad, the brother Yaqub, Ethiopia. Can nikahs take place during this lockdown?
Why not? You must remember that. So you take the nikah, you make one person the wakil. Maulana Arafat now wants to get married. Example, he's not going to get married. Example. So now he tells me that I'm staying there in the other town. I must be his wakil. So his representative. So I act on his behalf and I'm in that town and then I speak on his behalf. I got documentary evidence, everything. And I tell them, phoned him, everything. So it's fine. We perform the nikah like that. Or the girls' party, they appoint somebody as a wakil in the town where the boy is. And then fine, so there's no problem. But you will have to wait for your wedding night after the lockdown and make dua or Saral, don't extend it. Then you're going to make more and more tasbih. Remember this type of things here. So if the lockdown stops, then it is 1 week before Ramadan. Remember that. If the lockdown goes on, Allah alone have mercy. Remember, then we bring it to Ramadan. Allah have mercy on us.
Allahu Akbar. Who said that there's an attorney? He says, Mufti AK, what should be done with an un-Islamic world? I am an attorney, Ustad.
Remember, my brother, there are three dimensions aspect to it. Number one, if a client comes to you, he's a Muslim, and he tells you, this is how I want my world. You know that this is un-Islamic. It's haram for you to make that world and give him advice. Surah 5, verse number 2. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. That you must not cooperate in sin and in transgression. So that is first scenario. Second scenario, Mr. Attorney, Barrister, Senior Counsel, you are an executor and you know that that world is un-Islamic, so you have to call all the heirs. All the heirs are Muslim, obviously. Tell them the Quran says this. Surah 4, verses 7 to 14. The shares of the heirs are designated and ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah, Faridatam min Allah. So this is what we're going to do, that we're going to have a redistribution and every heir will receive his share proportionately according to the Quran and the Sunnah, after the burial expenses, after the debts of the deceased, and all that are paid, corporate business debts, personal debts, wasiya, to be what he bequeathed to non-heirs, maximum 1/3 of the total estate, then the shares of the heirs. Third one, it is intestate. There's no will, anything of that sort. You, the big shot attorney, so you tell them, fine, that let everything go through with the master and what have you, but among yourself, you must have an Islamic distribution, otherwise you all go to hell. Surah 4, verse 14. وَمَن يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. Who disobeys Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you go beyond the limits, one party enriches himself, deprives another heir, or decreases the share of the heir. Surah 4, verse 14, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam, the hellfire, for a very, very long period and long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For them is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So give them that advice, Mr. Barrister. We didn't charge you anything. You can charge your client.
9 o'clock, let us go, inshallah, for our Isha Azan.